Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
You guys are going to absolutely love this. At first, I didn't think it was true. I just thought it was kind of urban legend. But it turns out that everything I'm about to tell you is a true story. At least Snopes has looked into it, and they said there is nothing that we can find that says that this is not a true story.
Okay.
All right, so as the story goes, Darren Sherman, who is a CEO of Regulatory Advisory Services in New York, it's a private financial consulting firm. High-ranking dude. Really high-ranking dude, okay? Goes on J-Date and finds a woman named Joanne he wants to go out with. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with J-Date, it's basically Match.com for Jewish people.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So,
because most Jewish people date within their religion, right, Bert?
I can't comment on that. I've only been Jewish for very convenient amounts of time.
Save that.
I was only Jewish through my bar mitzvah. Then once I got the gifts, adios.
Jeff is right, though. I think it's no different than in other religions. Also, sometimes you want to just date people within your own religion.
Right.
So on J-Date, these are people that are very serious about being Jewish, so they want to only date and have futures with people that are Jewish. Mm-hmm. Anyway, very small part of the story. So Darren and Joanne, they go out, and they go to a place called China Grill in New York City. I have never been, but from what I understand, it's a really, really nice place in New York.
I think they have another one in Las Vegas that I've been to, and it's awesome.
It's really good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super nice, fancy.
I've never been there, but it's like one of the celebrity spots.
Yeah.
In both cities. I think there might even be one in L.A. too.
So these two go out on their date and I guess have a decent enough time. But at the end of the date, and this is a key ingredient here, she offers to split the bill with him. And he says, nah, don't worry about it. I'll pick it up, right?
I'm a big time guy from this private investor firm.
I'll take care of it. You know what? I think most guys probably handle it that way. No, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you again next week.
And then we'll have sex and it'll be all worth it.
Sometime from the end of their dinner to the next morning, he was starting to think, you know what? That just didn't go so well last night.
Mm-hmm.
I know this that there's not going to be a second date.
Happens.
So when Joanne gets into the office, he has sent her an email already. And the email just says this. It says, sorry things didn't work out. I guess you changed your mind. Here is my address for the $50. And it has his mailing address. That's all it says. So I'm assuming at this point the bill came to $100 and something. And because he feels like it's not going to work between them where there's not going to be another date, he's already saying, look, here's my address. send me a check for $50.
So something must have happened at the end of the night where she told him, like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to see you anymore, or I'm not going to go to bed with you, or whatever it was.
I don't know if that's true, because I'm going to read you an email in a couple of minutes here that pretty much she says to him, I was really thinking about going out with you again, but since all this has happened, I can't. So at least in her mind, there was a chance of a second date.
So she didn't close the door at the end of the day. Okay, I'm sorry.
Apparently, she didn't close the door at the end of the date.
Gotcha.
So this was just his assumption. That's why he sends out the email. She looks at it and she's like, this is a little crazy, but doesn't respond to it. Just lets it go. So he goes back to his email and he sees that he doesn't get a response and he starts stewing about it a little bit. And he fires off a voicemail message to her, calls her on her phone, and leaves this voicemail message. This is real, okay?
Hey, Joan, Darren. Look, I was hoping you were going to do the right thing here. you know, disappointed, but I'm hoping you're going to turn around and do the right thing because I don't want to really keep calling you and emailing you and, you know, issuing you a summons, but it's your call for $50. You know, I suggest you do the right thing. You ate the food, you drank the wine. Said you were going to call. You never called. It's been 2.5 weeks. So what do you want me to do? You know, you took advantage as far as I can see. And so, you know, my policy, it's, you know, first date, we go Dutch. You said you wanted to go out a second time. So I picked up the bill. End of story. But you never called me back after 2.5 weeks. So I'm asking for the money. And so I'm hoping you're going to do the right thing. So be a mensch. And the next time you go around dating, you know, be careful because don't leave guys on, which is what you did with me. That is on the wayside. This is just business. And $50, please put it in the mail. And we're done. You never have to hear from me again. Otherwise, I'm just going to, you know, keep on top of this. And I don't think you want me to keep on top of this. It's your call. Don't be cheap here. Just get it done. Drop it in the mail.
Hurry, cheap.
Say sayonara, which is what I'm hoping you're going to do. Do the right thing here. Don't take advantage of people. You ate the food. You drank the wine.
Oh, here we go.
You didn't call back in 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
Do the right thing. Bye.
Okay, so we're starting to piece things together here a little bit.
Creepy repeater guy.
Yeah.
So I guess the date ends. She says, all right, I'll give you a call in a couple of days. 2.5 weeks goes by.
Well,
so obviously there's not going to be another date. Now this dude's feeling stiffed.
I think because if you read we could post the whole thing because somebody sent this out. Like it got posted on a blog in New York and now it's making the rounds, like, you know, whatever. So we could post the whole thing, but it's a very long story. But the short version is they did go out, they had dinner, they went on a date. And she said, at the date, according to him, she offered to pay. And then he said, no, you can get the next one. And she agreed. She said, okay. So that's where his...
okay.
That's where his hiccup is. He's like,
that's the breach of integrity.
So there was no...
Right on. Okay.
There was no commitment to another date. There was no whatever. It was just kind of like, you get this and I'll get the next one, whatever. And she didn't like him. So when he started calling her and saying, hey, I had a great time last night, let's do it again, she just didn't call him back. And we've discussed this on the air. What is it, 2 or 3 calls? And then you just give up.
Let it go, right?
Well, he didn't give up because he wants his $50.
So she listens to that very voicemail message. And again, she doesn't respond back to him. She walks into the office and this email is waiting for her. It says, Joanne, I wanted to follow up on my email and call to you last night to ensure you receive my messages for the $50. Please acknowledge by replying to this email that you will be sending me the $50. I hope you understand from my point of view. Thanks, Darren. Okay?
Why do I feel like we're being led on to like some TV movie at the end of this? This is all some big promotion for something else.
No, there's not. There really isn't, unless it's China Grill. She responds back with this email to him. Darren, I just received your emails and also your message from last night. I was away and am just getting back to it this morning. I had every intention of calling you and meeting to go out, but your email has completely turned me off, and I find it extremely tacky. I will not be sending you any money since I offered that night to pay, and you told me, no, that you would take care of it. Please do not call me or send me another email. I would rather not hear from you at all. And for future reference, in the dating world, you may want to rethink the tacky approach about asking someone for money like that. Perhaps that is why you haven't met anyone or have seen them again. So he's reading that, and he is just getting... Right. So he cuts and he pastes his American Express bill into an email. And he only writes on it in bold letters, "Do the right thing, Joanne."
No.
Yes.
Now I think in his defense, the total bill actually comes to about $130. So he's letting her off.
He didn't even he's just trying to be nice about it.
Because I'm guessing this guy, I'm just guessing, is like probably a 10% tipper. If 50%, $50 is that important to him, I'm guessing he's not throwing down the full 18%. So his whole bill came to like, let's say $145. He only wants $50 from her. He's technically absorbing two-thirds of the meal. Do the right thing, Joanne. I'm with you.
The email comes in. She's like, what is this dude's problem? Doesn't respond back to it. 4 hours later, he sends another voicemail message, and he calls her back. And he leaves this message.
Hey, Joan, this is Darren. She's calling. Just calling to follow up on my email to you. It seems like you're sort of hiding behind emails. If you care to chat, reach out to me. I'm going to, you know, flesh this out, and you can only hide so much behind emails. And so it's your call, but I'm going to flesh it out and, you know, reach out to your employer and issue the summons. And, you know, you're going to call
issue
you
a call. Summons?
So
yeah.
Your no. call. You can hide behind the emails, or you can drop the $50 bill that you owe me in the mail. My next call is going to be down to your employer, and I'm going to be going down to the courthouse very soon, probably within the next few days, and issuing the summons.
He's going to garnish your wages for $50 for dinner.
He's going to call the employer and garnish the wages, okay? She writes back to him. She doesn't want to call him. She writes back an email, and it says this. "I'm truly sorry it didn't work out. You seem like a nice guy. But after your voicemails, you've now entered the world of a first-class creep. Dating is not business. I offered to go Dutch at the time the bill came, and you declined. As far as I'm concerned, that's it. End of story. I didn't know that your paying the bill was contingent on me going out with you again. Once again, I think you need to look internally as to why things are not working out for you in the dating world. You'd mentioned that you had been burned several times, and I'm sorry if you feel that it has happened to you again, but perhaps it's your approach in dealing with others that leads to this. Dating and relationships and business are completely different, and there's not a quid pro quo for eating and drinking on a date. If this is how you think it works, perhaps you should consult a professional who could take care of all your needs. If I remember correctly, it was your choice to go out to dinner. I would have been just as happy to take a walk in the park to get to know you. With that said, please feel free to call my employer or issue a summons if you think that this will help. Your message has said that you will not drop this, and I am not one to be bullied or threatened. I have saved all your messages, and if you choose to go ahead with your threats, then I'll be more than happy to notify the proper authorities and get a restraining order. I will also let your clients and employees know about your erratic and bizarre behavior," which is certainly what she's doing now by posting these on the internet. Darren calls her office again.
No.
He's so ticked off when he gets this email, he calls the office and leaves this message.
"Joan, this is Darren's calling. Oh, God. I just got your email. Obviously, you know, we're at a crossroads. You know, I really would like to leave off in a somewhat leisurely way here, but I am expecting the money, and really don't want to have to go above your head and, you know, contact your employer, tell them that you're J-dating on J-date, and also issue you a summons at your job for just $15. I can do so, and I will. So it's your call whether you want to get a summons at work, and if your boss wants to get a phone call from me, it's your call. For $50, I suggest that you pay, because I'm gonna be on top of you. You know, it's not right what you did, and so I'm not gonna be taken advantage of, and so I'm not gonna let it go. And so it's your call whether you want to pay up voluntarily or not, but I will be reaching out to your boss by end of day today if I don't hear back from you. So your call, and I will be issuing a summons to your job for the money. So you ate the food, you drank the wine, you know, kindly pay your dinner. It's just business at this point. Bye."
Now I know why she didn't go out with him again. What a boring conversation.
Oh, my God. Do you think that every time she gets this voicemail, she gets all of her cube, like, off
the face? Oh, yeah. So you guys got to listen to this.
Like, oh, my God. He called again. He called again. He, like, she sends out, like, the company-wide email, and everybody's crowded around the speakerphone.
Absolutely.
Listen to this.
Oh, my God. No work got done in that office that day. Yeah. None. Zero. Because they, you know what they did is they just sat by her phone and waited for the little light to go, bing, bing.
Right.
Like, oh, I got it down. And then, then somebody going, hey, yeah, listen, I just got a problem with my invoice. Oh, damn it. Delete. Next.
And this certainly does not perpetuate any stereotype about them meeting on Jewish side. And
that's not going to help, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's fighting over 50 bucks.
So she gets that voicemail message. And like you say, right, everybody's probably crowded around listening, you know. 28 minutes goes by.
Oh,
he calls back again.
And everybody's going, touchdown!
I wonder if this little incident right here is one of those wars that Mel Gibson was talking about. Between Darren and what's her name?
You know, somewhere Mel's going, you see? See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? 28 minutes goes by. She hasn't called him back. He leaves this voicemail message for her 28 minutes later.
Hey, sorry for any inconvenience. This is Darren calling. I just got off the phone with the general manager of China Grill. I asked the person to reach out to you directly, and you can just, you know, take it as you wish. Do you want to settle the matter directly with China Grill and pay half of your share? It's probably the best way to go. So the person will be calling you up, hopefully, you know, by end of day today. You can take a proactive approach and call them up directly if you choose to. I would encourage you to do that and just get this matter solved. You know, if we get this matter solved, as I said, I'm going to be issuing a summons if we can't get anywhere. So, obviously, you know, this doesn't benefit anyone. It's your call, and sorry you're upset, but, you know, it is what it is. It's really just business at this point. So, you know, obviously I'm going to go forward. So hope we can clear the matter up and just part ways. And it's your call. The ball is completely in your court. I outlined everything that I'm going to do, and I'm going to do exactly as I said. I think you see that now, and it is just on your side, whether you want to, you know, not do anything and just hide.
You ate the food, you know, drank the wine, you know.
Right, you said you offered to pay once, twice, so do it, you know, put some money where your mouth is. Look, I'm looking to settle this nicely, but, you know, you're hiding and you're not acting right, so do the right thing. Bye.
Do the right thing, Joanne. All right, so he's he said he's called the China Grill, talked to a manager and said, here's what's going on. Here's the phone number of Joanne. Will you give her a call and try to settle this yourself, all right? Couple of hours later.
No.
Darren doesn't call back. China Grill now calls Joanne.
Hi, Joanne, this is Carol Serena, the GM at China Grill. I understand there was a discrepancy with the bill today that we wanted to split it between you and your friend Darren. If you could call me back at 21788, I'd greatly appreciate it, and we'll get this all settled and taken care of. Thank you.
So now she's got the restaurant on her butt also.
Well, I'm sure that he was badgering the restaurant 10 times as much as he was badgering her.
No doubt, because she ate your food and she drank your wine.
Right.
Now, the good news is she calls back China Grill and tells them everything that's been going on, and they completely comp it for her, and they even give her free drinks the next time she's in. So that's how the whole thing ends. But can you believe this dude?
He's wound so tight, it's like, you know it's time to leave New York when?
Do you think that he is sitting there with all his friends? You know, when you have any sort of relationship drama going on, you sit around with your friends and you talk to them about it, and he's sitting there going, this girl, she won't pay the 50 bucks for my meal, you know? And do you think his friends are like, right on, man.
Yeah, because
you get that 50 bucks.
Because you surround yourself with people that are like you, so they're like, well, it's not your fault, dude. I mean, if she's going to be like this, if she's going to eat the food and drink the wine, she's got
to
pay.
No, I don't think this guy has any friends. I don't think he has anything to do with his time.
I was going
to
say, he's probably not sitting around talking to his friends because his friends all left years ago when he became the guy who split the bill using the calculator in his checkbook. Okay. My share with tip is $23.08, so I'm going to need 92 cents back from them.
Thank you.
Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey. This guy's a stereotype, but I don't think it's the one you're using. But he is a class jerk. There isn't a judge on earth that would listen to half of that plea.
I would almost like it to go to court. So we can hear it all and watch it all.
She needs to counter sue him for sexual harassment. you know, idiots like he have been trying to say that if they pay, then you better play. And that isn't dating. That's prostitution. And she ought to be running him up the wires. She ought to be posting it on his company website. And, oh, by the way, she ought to find out the dude's wife's name because you know that's going on, too.
Well, he already knows. I mean, she posted all of this up online. I mean, and this email that has these voicemails in it and a transcript of everything that's gone down has been circulating now for about a week and a half. So he's got a scarlet letter on him now.
Right. That is too funny.
And that is all a true story. So consider yourself lucky if you come out of the weekend on a date and this doesn't happen to you, you know? Every Jewish person in the city right now is going, no, cringing.
First Mel Gibson, now Darren of New York.
The Burt Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.